At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie and James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. Shout out to Broads, TK, and Ashlyn Sullivan for holding it down yesterday. Good morning, John. John, our first chance to react to what was not a good weekend. A frustrating weekend of baseball. Yesterday, the Phillies win. They hit a bunch, but the big story, obviously, the guy at the top, Zach Wheeler. Good morning, John. How are you, my friend?
Well,
yep.
We got a lot going on, don't we? Selling chewing gum in Singapore is illegal.
What?
Yeah. Well, only nicotine gum and sugar-free gum can be sold from pharmacies. Only if customers provide their ID. If you give them your driver's license, they'll let you buy nicotine gum. But you can't buy bubble gum. You can't buy chewing gum. You can't buy any other kind of gum in Singapore.
That is wild, John.
I like gum. It doesn't feel fair.
I love gum. My daughter would be devastated. She's very into learning how to blow bubbles right now.
Oh, wow.
It's a real thing.
Devastated.
Wow. I hope
she realizes that sometimes the gum really does matter.
Well, that's what I've been telling her forever, because I'll chew a lot of mint gum and she'll be like, blow a bubble. And I'm like, I can't. I can blow a little one. We'll get some bubblicious, some real bubbles.
Right. Sometimes, don't mean to disappoint
exactly.
you, sweetie, but it doesn't work with this. Oh, I had a rough weekend with my daughter. It wasn't rough. I mean, it was wonderful.
Good for recovery,
her.
John.
Hold up right there. That is having a daughter.
Good recovery.
It was wonderful for her because we dropped her off at college.
Oh,
and that
man.
Was yesterday.
Oh, John, and not again. You've done this twice now.
This was the second time.
Oh, no.
And I was a lot better at it. I was better at not embarrassing her.
It's good.
So that went better. I don't know that I felt better inside, but I was better able to kind of keep it under control.
Sure.
You know, the first time when I dropped my son off up in Ann Arbor, I just kept looking around at all the other parents and wondering, like, why are they happy? Why does everyone else seem like this is the most wonderful day of their lives? Like, they're excited for these kids. I should have felt that way, and I couldn't figure out why I didn't. I just wanted to just grab onto them and keep them forever. And, you know, now I think I've learned maybe to let go a little bit more easily.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am really excited for her. And I am just very disappointed for myself because I know how much I'll miss her.
Dude, Zoe's only six, and I can't even imagine. Like, she had her first sleepover this summer, and
ooh,
I was
that's
like,
"That's not easy."
For the whole night, I'm like, "Is she okay? What's going on? I miss her terribly."
Can so you
I
can't. It?
No,
I
can only imagine what it's like.
Oh, sleepovers yeah, when he was six, I was like, "See you later, dude."
I know.
All right.
I know. All right. Well, John, if anyone wants to help console John, seems like he's in a pretty good place. I remember last time we did this, it was a lot tougher and we had people calling in. I think everyone was crying on the air and
it was bad, a show.
So if you want
better.
If you want to a lot of people have been there. Yeah, we've all been there. I will be there. A lot of people have been there.
How's your one daughter with being the only one at home now?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing too for Mila.
Well, that is a major concern for her.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was the youngest in my family. I remember when everybody was gone, I was looking around going, I got no allies anymore.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. And she's got no allies for 4 years.
Wow.
She's only going into ninth grade.
Wow.
So
She'll find her place. She'll figure it out, like being the solo kid.
She's under a microscope in my house.
She's an only child now.
Humans are adaptable. That's what we do.
That's what I hear.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. A lot to get into this morning. Again, if you want to help John, if you want to help console John, we will be there, and a lot of people have been there. 215-592-9494. Where a lot of us have not been is this Zach Wheeler thing, John. It's a... one of those injuries that, you know, there aren't that many, you know, it's crazy to talk about, but we're kind of desensitized to like, oh, he tore his ACL. That sucks. But like, he'll be fine. He a Tommy John surgery. That sucks. He's going to be out for 18 months, 2 years, but he'll be okay. This is one of those rare injuries, John, where you see it come across, you see the blood clot, and it's one of those where it goes past it. You've heard, we'll listen to audio today. We'll hear from Rob Thompson, Bryce Harper, and Trey Turner, and all these guys. And it's the same chorus of, you know, you stop thinking about the sport and you think about the person.
Yeah.
The blood clot, your reaction when you saw the Zach Wheeler news, we'll get into what it means for the Phillies. Can they still win without him? How big a blow is it? But just off the top, you know, we haven't been on the air since it happened. Your roller coaster of emotions with the Zach Wheeler information.
This is devastating. This is catastrophic. You know, when you hear the news, man... really scary stuff when you're dealing with blood clots. And this is area that I am, it's so far off limits in terms
normally,
of what I
normally
know about.
You could be like, hey, I had this, I had that. You're like, hey,
no,
step back.
yeah, I have no idea. Yeah, yeah, look, oh yeah, my MCL, I know exactly how that feels.
Yeah, exactly.
No, this is life or death. And Zach Wheeler is... critical, so critical to this team, who it is, how we play. We're talking about, holy cow, we might be able to work a three-man rotation in the playoffs if we can, you know, finagle it right. And this is not at all what we had hoped. This is so cataclysmic in terms of changing the way we can approach the postseason. This is Zach Wheeler was the reason I had so much confidence. Zach Wheeler is supposed to be one of the leaders in that clubhouse every day, and the team's going to have to really band together to pull through something like this. We've seen that done in this city.
Mm-hmm.
It's something similar, Nick Foles.
Yep.
You know, that's
very
amazing.
Similar.
But that is so against the odds, and that is such a, man, that's such a long way from today. There's so much that needs to be done, and it's not time to dilly-dally. You know, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. This guy was the reason we were such a formidable pitching staff. He's the leader of that group. Fortunately, you know, we got Christopher Sanchez to do this, do his best Zach Wheeler impression, and we know he can do that. But now everyone else bumping down one notch. Now Aaron Nola showing up and looking like he can only give us an inning, mm-hmm. if that. That's devastating. Yeah, we all hope for so much more from him. So that combination of factors does not feel good, but it doesn't mean this ends the dream. You know, it doesn't mean it's impossible for us to go and achieve the ultimate goal. It's going to make it a lot harder. But as I mentioned, this is the kind of thing. This massive thing is a rallying cry, potentially, that this team could use to motivate. This team could use to draw from that energy that it needs. It's just not going to be easy.
215-592-9494 to chime in on the Wheeler injury, the impact, how much you still believe in this team. John, I think you nailed it. Look, the Sanchez thing, he can be as good as any pitcher he faces in the playoffs. He can. He's as good as just about anyone in this sport. They do have that, but you're right. It knocks him down. All of a sudden, we're not talking about Ranger going to the bullpen anymore. We're talking about Ranger having to be playoff Ranger and be awesome for this team. We're talking about, can they get something out of Lizardo? Can Nola come back and really contribute for this team and not be the guy we saw on Sunday? And, you know, we'll give him some grace his first start back, but they need Nola now all of a sudden. And to your point, I mean, look, Bryce Harper's been amazing in the playoffs. I know we all trust Duran already, even though we haven't seen him in the playoffs. There was one guy above them all when it came to the playoffs who, no matter what, we all trusted the most, period, point blank, end of discussion. And that's Zach Wheeler. He's your game one starter for each round, hopefully, you know, if it lines up that way. And now there's likely no Zach Wheeler. We're going to get into the whole Zach Wheeler thing today. At 7 o'clock today, we'll have a doctor from NovaCare on. He will give us deeper context on this because, John, this is also one of those injuries that, because to your point, where you can normally like break down an injury and what it is, and what this is one that we have so little experience with as Philly fans and just baseball fans in general. Like, this is not a common occurrence. A blood clot in a pitching shoulder is really rare in baseball. So we're going to have a NovaCare doc on to give us more context on that. Plus, Ruben Amaro will be on at 7 o'clock for the rest of the show. Great day to have Ruben on because he's been through a lot of stuff like this. Maybe not blood clots, but he's been through losing players close to the playoffs. He's been through these type of big injuries to big players and what it does to the rest of the lineup. John, I think the biggest thing you hit on and what this has to be for this team is it has to be a galvanizing moment. Like, Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, the leaders in this clubhouse who are there, who have been there, they have to stand up and say, win it for Wheels.
Look at you.
Yeah.
For real.
With the slogan
win
already.
Win it for Wheels, right?
Win it for Wheels.
Not bad, right? Yeah. I mean, John, I think that's, if this team is going to go on a run, and they can. Look, we saw the Phillies in 2008 win a World Series with a worse pitching staff than this team has right now, without a doubt. Now, they had a better lineup. But this staff is better than that Cole Hamels-led staff that won in 08. We saw the Braves, was it 4 years ago, 2021? They lost Ronald Acuna, the best player in the sport at that point, and they went on to win the World
Dodgers
Series.
Last year.
Dodgers lost, like, their whole staff.
Hey, look at what the offense did the last two games.
Yeah.
Was that a, hey, we got you, Wheels, you know, hey, we'll
Harper
pick you
being
up.
Like, but yeah. Get on my back, boys.
Yeah. I do believe it's in there. It's a matter of bringing it out. Maybe this is the galvanizing factor that can help bring it all together. It's certainly not what we wanted. Certainly not what we were hoping for.
Could there have been another galvanizing factor? It would have been nice.
Yeah. Let's try to make the most of this because it is devastating.
And because they don't have any other choice. You know, it is what it is. It's one of those, like, it happened, they have to move forward. 215-592-9494. We'll get into the whole thing today with Zach Wheeler. The injury, the impact on the team. Can they still win it moving forward? Do you still believe in this team without Zach Wheeler? I think is the real question this morning. It's the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera, Rhea Hughes, Francisco Rojas hanging out, reacting to the Zach Wheeler news. Zach Wheeler, according to the Phillies, had successful surgery yesterday to remove the blood clot in his arm. We don't know what the prognosis is. The timeline is TBD, John. To be determined. We will hopefully get more information at 7 o'clock from NovaCare Doctor.
When I heard this news, I was so worried. I don't know if this struck you the way it struck me. When Zach Wheeler told us, you know, he was going to be done in 2 years, when I heard this news, my first reaction, my gut went to, oh no, he's going to retire.
Yeah.
That was just my instinct on, you know, just fleeting, you know, just momentarily. And then it was like, no way. That's not, you know, don't worry, that's not going to happen. But that was my first where it went. But you know, the core of my being thought for a second he might go that way, and how devastating that would be for
all of us him and everything. Yeah. So Jack Fritz, we did the High Hopes pod Sunday after the game, and he mentioned it as well.
Not aptly named for that day.
No. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it was the Low Hopes pod day. Yeah, it was not a happy one. Go check it out wherever you can find your podcast. Yeah, Jack mentioned the same thing. You know, he's a family guy. He's got four kids. Right. He's talked about wanting to be a healthy, happy dad and all that. Yes. And even just like when you're Zach Wheeler and you hear that news, does that make you think like, I'm not putting my arm through anything else? Especially when you've seen, like, there are guys who've gotten blood clots in their arm and it's come back after and all that. And then obviously the flip side is, does he think, do I want to go out this way? Do I want one last chance? John, I think it's such a fascinating, you know, thing to add onto the top of this. Because if you're in Zach Wheeler's mind, you must be going all kinds of places with this.
And it's Zach Wheeler. You know, it's a guy, it does feel like his priorities are unique. You know, he's climbed to, you know, climbed as high as you can climb. In this game, you know, it's almost like he doesn't have anything he has to prove.
Oh,
to
no,
anybody.
Yeah. Other than win a World Series, you know, which isn't
there
proving that's for him. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it,
sort of like
the
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Final.
Yeah.
achievement that he could possibly hope for. So maybe that works to our benefit in some ways. I hope.
Yeah, and look, it's also one of those things where, and I want him to play. I don't want him to retire ever. I want him to pitch forever. But like, I also, on the flip side, I wouldn't blame him one bit. After this, he goes through this blood clot thing and is like, listen, guys, I'm out. I'd be sure, dude, I get it, man. I totally get it. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to tell you I can win a really neat prize. We have a cool prize to give away this week. That's coming up in a few minutes. Your calls on the Zach Wheeler situation, your reaction to the injury, and most importantly, what it means for this team moving forward. Do you still believe in this team? We'll hear from Rob Thompson coming up a little bit as well. His reaction to the surgery yesterday, his thoughts on the Wheeler injury, what it means going forward. That's coming up in a few minutes as well. Let's start on the phones with our buddy Patrick in Tabernacle. Hey, Patrick.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing
all right. So.
Yeah. John, Richie, your progress, not perfection when it comes to parenthood, man.
Yes.
Thing ain't easy, is it?
Ooh, that's good.
I love that.
Progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you get better.
I think
definitely
we all,
not perfection.
I think
my
we
part.
All as parents, anyone who's been a parent knows that you no one is perfect and you all have moments where you're like, damn.
I'm shocked when they let you walk out of the hospital with the baby carrier.
Oh, well, totally. Yeah. Well, Zoe was early, too, so she was like, we left the hospital. She was like 5 pounds, like a little.
Oh, yeah.
I have this picture of her in the baby carrier, and I look back at it, and I'm like, it looks like a fake doll. I'm like, how did they, that feeling of, they're letting us leave with this tiny, tiny
don't
little
thing.
Don't
they know who I am?
It's crazy, yeah. So, I'm with you, Patrick.
Listen, this is Zach Wheeler thing, man, because I hate to admit it, but I'm more of a half-empty glass guy typically. I took a step back before I wanted to like really try to digest all this, but you know, the thing is we have to go back and rely on our lineup now, and that's where it's just like, okay, great, we, you know, part of me says, yeah, we can do this without Wheeler because of our lineup, and again, I'm just still stuck at the critical moment, what may or may not happen, you know.
I think we're all like that with the playoffs in this lineup, Patrick. I don't think there's anyone, no matter how well they hit for the next 6 weeks or whatever it is till the playoffs, there is not a single Phillies fan who's going to be sure they're going to hit in the playoffs till they hit in the playoffs.
You know what? It's just hard to get rid of everything that obviously we've all seen. But you know what? Anything really is possible.
Of course.
You know what I mean? And just anything's possible. And you know, baseball playoffs certainly are different from when they were when I was a kid. So it's weird. It's like kind of a little bit more like hockey playoffs now, you know, get in
more chaos,
in and, you know, and just, you know, you got a puncher's chance once you're in at the very least.
And they're going to be in, you know, knock on wood, but they're in really great shape to be in the playoffs and win the division most likely as of now. And we all saw with 17 to play. We know that anything can happen, but to your point, Patrick, anything can happen. They are in a really good shot to make the playoffs, and then you just got to win 13 games.
And we need and we
or
11 need the
if they get the bye.
You know, we need the Brewers to cool off too, man. Holy
well,
cow.
Yeah, I don't know on. If the, I don't know if we I think we need them to cool off in the playoffs. I think they might
have
already
lost?
Won.
Yeah,
they lost on Saturday, I think it was, but they might have already won the regular season.
So was it
they're like 7 games
in a row
up.
That they
14.
Got
that's exactly correct. Yeah.
They did
14. 14. Yeah.
Baseball teams just don't do that.
Patrick, great call. No, it's really rare. Really, really rare. We all remember the A's streak. That was like the Guardians
a couple years ago,
had a massively long streak, but it's really rare. And yeah, I saw Andrew Vaughn, you know, he's like 25-4 or something since he's been 29-5 is what it is. He's 29-5. He went from the White Sox to the Brewers and he's 29-5 as a Brewer. Are you kidding me?
That's
nuts.
That's a confidence boost.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe, you know, they can.
About you.
Yeah, right. It's all because of him, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a second. Let's hear from Rob Thompson. Because Topper, yesterday, after the surgery was completed, talked about the surgery being done, his thoughts on the Topper situation, and the whole Zach Wheeler thing. It's Wheeler situation, excuse me. Here's Topper.
The clot was cleared out of there.
Do
you think he's going to pitch again this season?
We don't know. We don't know until we get further information.
Is there any thought it could be career-threatening?
I don't know.
What have your interactions with him been like and your thoughts to him and looking out for him?
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of people ask me about the pitching staff and the team, and right now my thoughts are just about him. You know, I said the other day, this isn't like a hamstring or a calf. This is real. This is life. And so my thoughts are constantly on him and his family, and hopefully everything works out. So far, so good.
How are you sensing that the team is processing and handling this tough news about their friend and teammate?
I think as good as you can, you know, because it is tough. But these guys came out in the last 2 days with some energy, and it seemed like the clubhouse was pretty normal. And that's a good sign.
Yeah, John, I think that the clubhouse part of it's the most fascinating moving forward for me from this, in that what you talked about, in that, look, Zach Wheeler, the last few years, this group has been together, and part of this group's whole thing has been their togetherness, their camaraderie, the celebrating and all that. And yeah. Zach has been a really big part of that with these guys.
Their hand symbols.
The whole thing.
Secret hand
symbols. So, like, to your point, whether this clubhouse, whether it hits them in a certain way and they don't recover, or they play like they played the last couple games, and Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber and Trey Turner are galvanized by this and say, Wheeler's out, it's on us, and they lift everyone up.
You feel like it's hard to get a read on Bryce Harper this year?
Yeah, all year.
I feel like this whole season, he's had a different demeanor about him, where at times when things aren't going well, I look at it and I'm thinking, oh man, he's being selfish. You know, at times when things are going well, I'm looking at him and saying,
he's so intense.
Oh man, he's so focused, he's so locked in. I don't know what it is, but it looks different than every other year, and I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I'm hoping this is the ultimate focus Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the guy who said, hey guys, we're going to do away with the daycare, and we're going to be a new level of dialed in, and that's what we're looking at.
We know how much the guy cares about the history of the game, his spot in the history of the game, his legacy and all that. He's going to be 33 in October. We know he knows how important winning a title is to that whole thing, his legacy, his history, the whole thing, how badly he wants it. It wouldn't be shocking if he's like laser focused and putting, and hopefully not too much pressure, but putting a lot of pressure on himself to mm-hmm. help get that done. That's right, Fran Rojas. I think a lot of Phillies fans are freaking out right now, and maybe rightfully so. We'll talk to a Novacare doctor at 7
he's
o'clock.
He's not playing it for that reason.
Oh, really?
There's a different reason.
Oh, is that so?
Fran, would you like to tell him?
Yeah, Fran, hop on the mic, buddy.
Yeah, so this is Bryce Harper's new walk-up song.
Ah, okay.
Double meaning.
Double meaning. Well, it works for the Zach Wheeler thing, too.
It's an odd choice.
Exactly.
It is an odd choice. Yeah. I like it. Maybe Zach's like, all right, chill out. It's like when Aaron Rodgers did the relax, right? You know, it's like R-E-L-A-X. There we go. We'll find out. And look, they're going to need Bryce, to Richie's point, to be the heart of the galvanizing effort. If it's going to happen, it's got to start there, I believe, him and Schwarber. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a couple minutes, we're going to tell you how you can win a really neat prize on this show. Let's go to the phones. I'm used to hearing him laugh and hearing him in a good mood. We'll see how Jack in Santa Barbara feels about Zach Wheeler. How you doing, Jackie?
Yeah, I'm a glasses half full guy.
Well, I know. It's for sure, man. I know. How you doing, pal?
First of all, congratulations, John. I'm really
Thanks,
happy
Jack.
For you. Yeah, and Rhea, your son is a teenager now, so kudos to you as well.
God bless me. No.
Yeah, for real, though. Yeah, all of you. You parents of teenagers.
Well, I'm teaching triplets to swim who are 3 years old all summer. So,
wow.
I'm getting educated. I've worked with kids my whole life, and it's amazing.
That's amazing. Fun, man.
Sounds like quite an experience.
Yes, it does.
Oh, I can't even put it into words.
I can imagine
being in the moment.
Sure.
I've gotten re-educated. So And my feelings go out to Zach and his family. That's paramount here, first and foremost. And I know we will do that as a community in Philadelphia. You should have seen Harper last night on the interview. Laser focused is what you said, right, John? That's what he was. I got the feeling, and this is eerily like Nick Foles' situation, where when we saw Carson get hurt and you know, boat raced in that end zone where he got hit from both sides, and I was like, and then he stayed in the game,
he sure
right?
Did, yeah, two more plays, got the fourth down, yeah. Touchdown, yeah, no, he did,
yeah, that was crazy, but. I mean, a blood clot, and I'm waiting to hear from the doc. That's no joke, man.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah, my thoughts went to maybe we're talking about his career here.
No. And that's
exactly what I that, what my
Jack,
mind
great
went
call.
To,
thanks for the
Jack.
Call, buddy. Yeah.
This guy said he was going to pitch for two more years. This is a – oh, my gosh. This is a family man, you know, and now this is a life or death situation. I who can predict how that affects his mindset moving forward?
Especially, and this is something we'll ask the doctor about at 7 o'clock, but especially the chance of if pitching will call, like what the potential for a reoccurrence is. Because we heard with the Scott Osberg pitcher that he got blood clots again.
Yeah, and he had the surgery.
Yeah, so that's one of those things where, you know, how much danger is there in him coming back in terms of that, and how much will that affect it? Because I agree with you, John. I think it's one of those things where if it's any real danger for it to come back if he keeps pitching, that alone,
oh my gosh,
in the situation he's in and what we've heard from him, might be enough for him to be like, nope, I'm good.
Well, the question that we always asked, you always asked, was if I play, can I make it worse?
Yeah.
And so if you ask that of this, like, if I play, will it come
back? It's a much different answer.
Does it make it more likely to come back? Yeah, if that answer is in any way on the affirmative side, you're talking about
life.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
If I play, will I be jeopardizing my life? Think about that question.
Yeah, it's a totally different question to ask. You're absolutely right. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a minute on the Zach Wheeler situation. You have a chance today. It really is a really neat prize, John. We've got a pair of tickets to give away to see the Delaware State University Hornets host the Norfolk State University Spartans at Lincoln Financial Field on Thursday, October 30th. John, why is that such a fascinating game? Eagles legends DeSean Jackson and Michael Vick returning to the Link. How about that? Those are the two teams that they are coaching. They will face off in their first year as D1 head coaches. Pretty neat prize to give away today. Fans can get their tickets now at Ticketmaster.com, or they can win them right here. And how we're going to do it today is we were talking about Friends prior to the show. You were watching Friends recently. I believe it's Matthew Perry's birthday as well.
It is,
or would have been. You know,
what a shame.
What a shame. Obviously, very sad situation. Talking about Friends and the great theme song of Friends. You know, I'll be there for you when the rain starts to fall. That's it. I'm done. I saw Fran laughing.
Do we need that?
Fran looking at me with this like huge grin, like, keep going, idiot. John, in honor of Friends today, a classic question here that I know we are going to get to hear John Ritchie sing a little bit today, which always makes me happy.
Oh, yeah.
John, give us the best.
I wasn't thinking of well, okay.
Yeah, you're going to sing TV theme songs today.
Exciting and new.
Yes.
Come aboard. We're expecting you and love. Life's sweetest reward. Let it float. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It floats back to you. The love bowl. Da-da-da. Soon we'll be making another run. Da-da-da. The love bowl. Da-da-da. Promises something for everyone. Set a course for adventure. Your mind's on a new romance. Boom, 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 and love. I don't want to keep going.
No, that was enough. That was really good. That was really phenomenal. That was really, really great. If Fran were on his game, he would play the applause sounder.
What was that?
That's the love boat. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, Fran.
Oh, Fran. We're going to get a lot of dumb comments from Fran today, aren't we? Love it.
Pretty much.
Fran's the best.
When I said to him, I said...
Just a little ignorant of things that happened before he was born.
Oh, yeah. Yes. When I brought up the Le Freaks, he goes, what? What song? What is that?
I knew the song. I know the name.
You knew it was a song. I'm proud of you, buddy. All right. Rhea Hughes, give us a TV theme song.
Welcome back. That's all I got.
Well, that's the thing.
Welcome back.
It's after John sings.
We tease him a lot because we got him on the spot. Welcome back. They really do stick in your head.
I feel like Rhea.
I had a different one, James, but I knew he would know it, and I go, I'm going welcome back.
As someone whose wife has, and again, we've covered that Emily does not listen to the show ever,
Thank
but
God.
She has told me do not sing on the air. That's the only request that she has, and I sometimes will very, very slightly disobey her as I did just tiny there. But like when John sings, it's like, all right, I'm definitely not singing because then it'll sound so much worse after John sings and it sounds great. All right, Fran, give us a TV theme song.
Yeah, you guys might not like mine, but there's a lot. Listen, there's a lot of haymakers I didn't want to take off the board. So I'm going to go one I grew up on the SpongeBob theme song.
Oh, that's
that's good. No, that's fine. We're all good. We're SpongeBob fans
SpongeBob.
Here.
SpongeBob.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
right.
Great.
Yeah, no,
that,
no.
That's classic. Yeah,
that's a good
man.
One. I will also not take a haymaker, but one of the generation of songs that I always loved. I love the Perfect Stranger song. Love
Me
it.
Me too.
Such wow. a good
Ooh,
one.
Oh, wait.
Hold on.
How's it go?
It's the...
Just get me started. Perfect Strangers. You and I together. Is that... No. I don't want to give it...
Yeah.
Wrong. That was wrong. What is the Perfect Strangers
Fran will play it coming back. He's already... I could see him typing. He's never heard of it. Standing tall on the wings of our dreams. Yeah.
Garbage.
Awesome. Perfect Stranger. Shout out. You can
There
win.
Are a lot of dogs all over the Delaware Valley that, except when John's singing.
Yes, I literally said I wasn't going to sing, and then Fran played Perfect Strangers, and I sang.
I just didn't think I could pull that one off.
So your chance to win the tickets to see Delaware State versus Norfolk State, Deshaun Jackson versus Michael Vick, coming to the link. Call in 215-592-9494. Best TV theme song.
It we'll is amazing that the prize. Facing one another.
It's crazy, right?
Really
it's,
amazing.
It's very cool. It's a very cool thing, and it'll be neat
Spadaro
to go watch
interviewed him during the game, Deshaun, and he goes, you know, all right, coach. He goes, Coach Jack. Like, I love it. Coach Jack.
That is yes. cool.
With two C's, right? Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to everybody. Nick in Bucks County. What up, Nick?
Good morning, everyone. How y'all doing today? I know it's a little bit of a down day, but how's
Nick,
everybody feeling?
I'm puzzled. About something, actually.
Mm.
Can you tell the difference between different coffee beans? Like, when you choose... We have a machine that you get to choose you get the beans from Honduras or from Peru.
Yeah, some are more strong than others.
So I can do, like, the light roast, medium roast, dark roast. I can tell the difference between those for the most
part.
See,
I can't even tell the difference between those.
But I could definitely not be like, this is a Honduran bean picked in the...
I think it
fields
all,
of
it feels like it's all exactly the same in my mouth, and
yeah,
I'm just
for the
wondering,
most part, I agree.
Am I a complete moron who has maybe
well,
I'm
you're a new
maybe
coffee
I'm like
drinker.
Taste deaf or something?
Teff
taste.
Yeah, you know, like you could be smell deaf. I actually played football with this guy who was on his mission in South America. I think I told you about it. Got in a bus accident where the bus fell off the side of a mountain.
Which is
and
insane.
He was in a coma. When he woke up from the coma, he was smeff. He was smell deaf.
Yeah, it's tough.
The rest of his life, he couldn't taste things. He couldn't smell
horrible.
Things.
It's horrifying. Yeah.
Yeah. What a curse that would be.
So, Nick, I guess the coffee question and then Zach Wheeler.
As long as it wakes me up, I don't care what it is.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in that boat, too. Yeah,
pretty much.
I agree. All right, what do you got on Wheeler?
Yeah, so when I saw that, I immediately, for me, I'm like, he's done for the season. Because when you have that, the protocol is 3 months of anticoagulant or blood thinners, and really you shouldn't pitch on that. So 3 months puts us, you know, at a bad
Nick is a doctor, for those wondering. He's not just pretending to be one.
Jeez.
thank you, James. That's down, but we do have the Eagles coming up, and also this is something that the team can pull around, and if their offense can stay up like it did, you know, then anything can go, but that's up and down, so.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to count on the offense until they come through in the playoffs, but I do think John's initial point to start the show about the group galvanizing around this is a real thing that could happen that we've seen happen and seen lead teams to success before.
Absolutely, but I want to share some positive news with y'all, and it started on Monday when I won tickets, you know, to the Adam Sandler Show on my favorite sports talk radio. Thank you all for that.
Love it. Congrats.
And it was the question that
Good
you
job.
Asked was, you know, greatest comeback story. And for me, that's such a great topic. 16 years ago, I think I shared this with y'all before, but I was waiting to die. I was at my end, and I pulled through. I got help at the VA hospital. I met my wife at the right time. And 16 years later, man, I had a hell of a week last week. It was amazing. So
that's
Monday, I won the ticket.
That's awesome. Nick.
Yeah, Monday I won the tickets, and then on Wednesday the mayor of Doylestown actually reaches out to me and asks me if I want to be a speaker. She had heard me speak at a smaller event at a recovery walk in Philly at the Navy Yard on September 20th.
Nice.
In front of 5,000 people sharing my story of survival, man.
Wow.
Nick, that's so cool, man.
It is, man.
So you're doing it?
Of course, and I got my. Yeah, wife
how much of he's like,
anthem.
Oh, she asked me, it was so great. I turned it down. I didn't
know. No, yeah. and I got my wife Jen to sing the national anthem.
Well, Nick, mazel, man, that's great really, job, really man. Great.
So it gets even better than that, gentlemen. A long time career goal of mine has always been to be a professor, to teach. I love teaching, I love mentoring, and I love giving back all that was given to me. And on Friday, I was awarded the position of part-time anatomy teacher on Saturday mornings at Bucks County Community College.
Wow. Everything's coming up, Nick, man.
Wow.
Man,
that's awesome.
Where it started for me 16 years ago. That's where I started my college at. And that was where I really began believing in myself again. So it's so cool to be back. I have a busy chiropractic office. I don't even care. I'm going to make it work. I'm going to do it, and I just wanted to share that with
Nick,
you.
Nick, that's awesome, man. We're really, really psyched for you. Nick, let's try and win another prize, see if it keeps going. You got an answer for a TV theme song for us.
I do, because this one tells the whole premise of the show in one foul swoop, man. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Look.
Great answer. I knew as soon as he said it tells the premise that was going to be the answer. I knew that was where it was going. Twitter Bowl question of the day, sponsored by Armand Chevrolet. Armand's annual sizzling summer saving event is on now. Visit armandchevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armand Chevy, to Armand Chevrolet. This is a question we're going to get John's thoughts on as the show goes on, and I think one of the predominant questions with the Eagles, but it's asking you what you want. Who do you want to win the Eagles cornerback competition? Ja'Cory Bennett, Adoree Jackson, or Kelee Ringo will get...
My guy's not on the list.
Ooh, not on the team guy? Is that the answer? Who is it, like Denzel Ward or
Cooper?
Something like that? Oh, well, Cooper, yeah. So who do you want to win the slot corner job then? We'll ask you. McWilliams? Is that?
Mac, you know, they do like him a lot.
Yeah, we'll see.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.